Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. We are now already in to the second hour of this worldwide broadcast against tyranny. Some of the news we'll be getting into more detail on in this hour. China threatens nuclear option of dollar sales, and subheadline, could crash the dollar. We'll be going over that. Also, I want to go over the timeline to tyranny, the top 10 tyrannical actions Bush has carried out with our guest, Dr. Nick Baggage, who I really appreciate coming on with us. And also, Bush has confirmed he will seek even more dictatorial power after the Congress said, yes, no more Fourth Amendment, domestically, do whatever you want. Also, the British government admits they've released the foot and mouth yet again, but will now pose as the saviors. We are entering a new zone of tyranny. But I don't pre-screen my interviews. I mean, I don't sit there and say, hey, what do you want to talk about, Dr. Nick? I probably should, but it's always kind of fun to find out what he thinks is most important. Dr. Nick Baggage, thank you for coming on with us.
Hey, thanks for having me again, Alex. It's always good to be on with you. You know, all these issues, I think, are really pressing. The Chinese currency dump is an important one. The other one that people don't remember and don't really think much about is, everyone thinks of Russia as impoverished because of where they came out in the 1990s, defaulted on all their loans, but they're actually the third largest holder of U.S. currency and currency generally because of their raw natural resource production. And that grab has happened again. The Russian grab on the Arctic is a major deal because it's one of the last major oil and gas basins. In fact, they say the largest oil and gas basin in the world today.
Amazing. We need to get into that. And, of course, you're ideally positioned up there with your brother being a mayor of a major city and, of course, your father being in Congress, and you've been involved in tribal government as well and a lot of other areas.
You know, there's a lot happening here also that started to make the news. We've talked about it for several months now on GCN, and it's the whole issue of the congressional meltdown up here.
Scandal.
Yeah. there's actually 2,300 local and state investigations by the Justice Department going on now. That involves local, state, and national elected officials. And, you know, our most senior Senator, Ted Stevens, is the most senior Republican in history, the longest-serving Republican in history in the U.S. Senate, is being looked at. His son's being looked at. And several legislators here, in fact, Senator Stevens had his home raided at Girdwood recently.
Yeah, but he's back saying shut down and regulate the web, basically. He just never stops, little criminal.
No, and, you know, this is the same crew that brought us the Bridges to Nowhere, which when you look at the needs in Alaska, there's a lot greater needs than that. I mean, we still have no running water in a third of our rural communities. Most people don't even realize that we have a third world nation buried in the first world right here in Alaska that we're not taking care of. Infrastructure is a big deal. You know, all these issues really do tie together, and it's the sellout for special interest, the stuff that you and I have talked about often. But, you know, the globalist, this whole view of the world as some big cash register for the elite has to change. I mean, I believe in capitalism. I think that's the best system going. Reward people for what they do. But there's something else going on here that sort of dropped the humanity right out of any kind of good business. And the Chinese are shrewd. You know, they look at things in multi-generational terms. And what they did with capitalism, everyone embraced it and thought it was a wonderful, fluffy deal. And the real deal is they're following a philosophy that Mao followed when he won in the first place, and it was Sun Tzu, The Art of War, and he's applying it in economics.
Well, I want to get your take, your expertise, your angle on what's happening with China, what's happening with the economy, the housing market, the dollar, and this latest foot-and-mouth situation in England, and a lot more, and calls for Nick Baggage at the bottom of the hour. You can go ahead and start stacking up if you'd like. Love to hear from you. First-time callers, go to the head of the line, 1-800-259-9231. He is an author and also a documentary filmmaker. We'll be right back.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Dr. Nick Begich, it's always a real honor to have him on with us. The book is Controlling the Human Mind, The Technologies of Political Control, Our Tools for Peak Performance. The video, which I highly recommend, Mind Control, A Brave New World or Enhancing Human Performance. And they're both available at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Dr. Begich, we've only got you for an hour today, so I want to move through things quickly. I want to get your take on what's happening with the economy, China, and the dollar. And then I want to get into transhumanism. They just had that big conference with a top, a thousand top futurists. I know you're one of the top futurists recognized out there, but on the side of the good guys, because we need to look forward and not be afraid of technology, but also be aware that it's a double-edged sword, and how the transhumanists really have grown out of the eugenicists founded by Julian Huxley. But before we get to all of that, I just want to give people some foreshadowing, a prelude. Where do you in your gut, and then just by studying the economy and just looking at what's happening, see things going? Because literally now, whereas the criminal, corrupt government, the oligarchy in the past could sell ice cubes to the Eskimos, pun intended, because you're up in Alaska, now they can't sell a life preserver to a drowning man I mean, do you think they know their credibility is completely blown now? Where do you see that going? Where do you see the housing market gyrating and the dollar plunging and China threatening to dump it and globally currencies and nations moving away? I mean, let's be idiosyncratic here. Let's just look at ourselves, the United States, which and then the rest of the world is connected to. This is really a global program now more than ever. Where do you see this going? Give us your preview of what you think is happening.
We're on a real edge where we could see it go horribly wrong based on what you've just covered. I mean, those things stand in the way. The dollar slide, I mean, what the Chinese have done is accumulate currency and financial instruments, and they used to trade oil. All oil was traded in U.S. dollars. It's now mixed currencies, and when you look at the high price of oil, that's one of the very few things sort of propping it all up because it's sucking up at least enough dollars out of the market. But where it's being concentrated, in the countries in which it's being concentrated, Russia, China, and the Middle East, these are not necessarily our buddies. I mean, what they've done is use capitalism as a method for really bringing us to our knees. I mean, at this point, the Chinese and Russians and other currency holders can be buying up additional U.S. manufacturing capability and then moving it offshore. I mean, those are the kinds of things I look for to continue to be attempted and actually successfully pulled off in a lot of instances. But when you look at that, sort of the contrasting of that is look at the raw materials wealth of this nation. And here in Alaska, we've got a pretty good sense of what's going on. 20% of the land mass is here. We have most of the natural resources here, sufficient enough, incidentally, to bail out the national debt if we really started looking at it. I mean, our oil and gas fields and what's being going to be fought over, what's going to drive a wedge right between us and Russia is going to be the Arctic, the gas basins and oil basins in the Arctic. And therein lies, you know, part of our solution. If you look at the value of these resources, most of them are being exploited by multinational companies and foreign-owned companies here in Alaska. They have trillions and trillions of dollars in mineral resources, oil and gas resources, essentially being sold off on a few cents on the dollar, where other nations, much less stable than the United States, I can assure you, are generating huge royalties. Even the Russians pulled 50% royalties, $20 billion capital commitments for the Russian Far East oil and gas fields, and then basically nationalized them and wrote back.
That's right. The average American, though, who happens to own some oil, you know, say out in their pasture, is getting about 8%.
Right.
I mean, this is, we are designed to be schmucks because we think we know it all. We think we're stylish. We think we're sophisticated. And really, we've turned into a bunch of slugs. I mean, we're still a great nation, but I think to build ourselves back up, we've got to realize how pathetic we've gotten.
Well, and you know, the national wealth belongs to all of us, and this is what gets forgotten. You know, I mean, we all support capitalism and development and risk and rewards, but today technology exists for us to narrow the risks and increase the rewards for the owners, which is you and I, of these natural resources.
No, you're right. Even national treasures are being shent for fractions of what the Russians or Saudis get.
Yeah.
I mean, we're just made to be raped.
And it's happening. I mean, when you look at it, here in Alaska, our oil and gas fields generate about 12.5% royalties. They're being underproduced, not because of infrastructure lacking, but because it's more advantageous to go ahead and keep the squeeze here and then do what you can in areas that are very unstable.
Now, you're a real expert on this because you've worked in tribal government, and your dad was the main congressman from there.
Right.
Your brother is, you know, the mayor of a major city there, and you've been involved in lawsuits over this. I mean, you're an activist, but tell me if I'm right for my study of this. There's enough oil and clean burning oil to run this country for 100-plus years just in a few fields in Alaska. The media claims it's environmental groups that block drilling and new pipelines, which really aren't an environmental problem if they're done correctly, but that the oil companies use them as a shill to block development because they actually, there's so much oil, they don't want to overproduce because they want to have an oligopoly, somewhat of an artificial scarcity.
Absolutely, and I believe that is exactly the case, and it's used, I mean, to maximize profits. I mean, that's what it's about, but globalists have no national interest, so they don't care how they get it, what they do. Their interest is their shareholders, and the government's interest ought to be its shareholders, which is the citizenry. That's you and I, and it doesn't work out that way. And Dad, when he was in the Congress, was during the time of the Native Land Claim Settlement Act, the biggest indigenous settlement in the history of the United States in cash and land, 44 million acres, including all the mineral rights, energy rights, etc., that ran with that land. In addition, it was a time where the pipeline for Alaska was being planned, and they couldn't do it without settling the indigenous lands issue first because of title issues that were associated with it. But they've discovered and had discovered on the North Slope of Alaska just natural gas alone, which has never been produced. It's been held hostage for the last 3 decades. Well, they've produced other areas, and the price of natural gas in the United States has doubled. We have enough here to run the country for many, many decades in what's proven reserves and knowledge, much less what we know about reserves that are undefined. You know, usually it's one-tenth of what resources eventually come to bear. The North Slope was a 900 million barrel field, according to the USGS in 1969, and they passed the 11 billionth barrel of production not too long ago, and there's no end in sight. But these are things that most people outside of our region don't see much on. The scandals right now are all about oil and gas corruption here in our state legislature and at the national level, and along with a lot of other things. But ultimately, when you start to look at the value of these resources, if we were taxing industry on a par with average citizens, which we're not even close. I mean, one zinc mine here produced $1.5 billion in gross revenue, $1.1 billion in net revenue in 2005, which is huge profits, and they paid less than $1 million in taxes, and that's less than 1%. I mean, we pay more than that on our deduction for Medicaid, 6 times more for our deduction for Social Security on our payroll checks. It's a question of fairness. These are multinational companies that are literally hijacking the last treasury of the country at a penny on the dollar, when we ought to be collecting a fair tax, using that to retire the national debt through non-renewable resources. And guess what? We could actually create some renewable resources in the energy area here and elsewhere in the country that would sustain this nation well into the future. And in the 21st century, about technology, it's all about energy, and energy independence and individual energy independence is the direction we really ought to be going, and not the other way around.
Well, let's talk about that. I mean, let's look forward to just the basic police state that's being set up right now, and the overarching plan of the global elite, the whole transhumanist movement going in a direction of control. Speak to that.
Yeah, you know, it really is. When you start to look at it, you know, there's a lot of fear on the part of government because, you know, when the American citizens and citizens of other countries wake up, you see these sweeping changes like what happened at the end of the Cold War, what happened in Philippines not too many decades ago. You know, you end up getting the same kind of stagnant government, but there's a lot of fear about that. And so ultimately it's about control and manipulation. This administration has been exceptional at it. You know, when you look back historically at some of the cronies that have been pitched out, I mean, people wanting to do life log on every citizen from birth to death, every bit of data they could accumulate on you and being able to use it and manipulate it for both political and other ends. But ultimately, it's about reducing humanity to a bunch of cattle that are looked at as either taxpayers.
And just like they sold eugenics 100 years ago, 75 years ago, 50 years ago, and they're going to maximize and streamline humanity and empower us, that's the public persona. You read the actual eugenics books and the leaders and the people who run this, who created transhumanism, and they say, no, it's really where we're going to dumb and enslave and kill people and actually go after our competition. This is really another monopoly system.
It is. And, you know, when you look at the elites, and it's been the battle for 200 years. I mean, even back in the founding of the country, there was a certain segment that really believed the average guy didn't deserve a vote or a say in anything. And that mindset persists, but it's a little bit more clouded. It's a little bit more hidden. But there really is that attitude. And unfortunately, you know, we see it sort of corrupt those that go in with purity of heart even when they enter political life. And I've watched it, you know, over 50 years. My family's been involved in politics at state, national, and local levels. And over time, the system itself even corrupts. And when you look at public policy, when you look at these issues, ultimately, technology, I mean, has such huge potential to free us as individuals, and it's not being used that way. It's just the opposite.
Instead, the very architecture is being designed for oppression.
It's for slavery, a new form of slavery, and we should talk about it. It's economic slavery, and bankers and political leaders.
Well, let's discuss that. Dr. Nick Begich on the other side. He's the author of Earth Rising 1 and 2. Right now, the big hot book he's got out is Controlling the Human Mind, the Technologies of Political Control, and the new video, Mind Control.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Ted Anderson from Midas. August 3rd, 2007, gold 667. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $688.50, $337.70 for half, $169.85 for quarter. That's $688.50, $337.70, and $169.85. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast out on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders is skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report, Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever wondered what former President George Herbert Walker Bush meant in 1990 by saying the Desert Storm War was a good chance to start the New World Order? The New World Order would cause us to lose our freedoms guaranteed by the Constitution and also our national sovereignty. Is this what Americans want? To be merged into a communist-style one-world government? We'd like to help you to understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us.
I hurt myself.
Dr. Nick Begich is our guest. Your calls are coming up in the next segment on any subject you want to discuss. He's very well versed on it and also does a talk show right here on the weekends on the GCN Radio Network. Again, Dr. Nick Begich is our guest. 1-800-259-9231. Doc, I mean, with technology doubling really every year now, not just the memory space or not just computing power. And with the exponential growth, and Lord knows the suppressed technologies, the thousands of incredible filings and patents you found, you know, back in the 50s, the stuff people don't even think exists today. I agree the elite are scared right now. I wonder why they're scared. But then at the same time, they're also doing all these crazy things like cross-species genetic engineering, which is admittedly extremely dangerous to the entire biosphere. And at the same time, pushing a fraud for a global tax on carbon, which is a hoax, on carbon dioxide. I mean, I know I keep saying, where is it going? Where is it going? Because that is really everything now, is I don't think the general public, even my listeners, even myself many times consciously, realize just how fluid and dynamic and dangerous, but also there's incredible opportunities right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the danger in all this is, I think part of the reason they run scared is, you know, when people fully realize what we are as created human beings, and part of the whole consciousness studies, the mind effects issue, the mind control issue, the thing we've been covering recently, I think it ultimately was about that. I mean, the more I learn, the more I research in that area, and we've been following it for a number of years, over a decade now, and what we see in that is, you know, when you really start to look at the anomalous human capabilities, what we used to call extrasensory perceptions, they show up in the military literature. And I think as they discovered what was possible, not just with an elite, but with everyone, it scared the hell out of them, quite frankly. I think when people really realize what we are as created human beings and we begin to access that, that scares the hell out of elites. And I think there's really the use of what we are, I mean, in terms of good and evil, right and wrong, that's all up to us individually, but it doesn't mean that we don't have within us these latent capabilities, because we do, if you really believe in the whole concept of created in the image of the Creator. It's not what we look like, it's what we are. And that's, I think, a pretty stunning thing, and why I say we're at a crossroads.
You just hit the nail on the head. Stop right there. I want you to continue, because that's what's so key. That's why the enemy does everything they can to make it about surface, about looks, about baubles and trappings, and they try to make us focus on the most petty things that don't matter, because they are afraid of people developing and truly being conscious, just good, decent people. They're afraid of just baseline creativity, not to mention what humans could be.
Absolutely. And as you look at all of that, as you start to look at that and see, you know, sort of where the technology goes, you know, because technology kind of follows, you know, where we are in life. It's sort of an outward projection of what we are in, interiorly. And when you start to see technologies develop that have developed that begin to enhance these capabilities, it's because we're already developing. You know, we had this conference, and I mentioned it last time we were on in Dallas, and it was on mind effects. In fact, we've loaded a bunch of data in the last couple of days, in fact, literally in the last couple of days, on the Lay Institute site, including some video of what took place.
Give us that website. We're going to make sure there's a link to it up on InfoWars.com. Give us the website.
It's Lay, L-A-Y, Institute. .org, and then we have new information also at earthpulse.com. But the thing that we found in all of this, and all of our experts, and you'll see it in their own presentations, you know, this kind of recognition that we are really headed that way. And these are some of the brightest minds on the subject in the world.
And let me just add the addendum here, that look at humans 3,000 years ago would envision something, and then within a generation or two build it. Yeah. Now, within just a few years, but you look at science fiction writers 100 years ago, literally the technologies they envisioned were then developed. It is that in the image of the Creator. We literally can create what we envision. This is incredible, incredible promises that God gave us.
Yeah, I absolutely believe that. You know, it's the faith of a mustard seed story as well. You know, you got to believe it. You got to know it. You got to understand it. And the other one I always remind people of is the widow's mite. You know, it's not how big you think things are. It's just doing what you think is right. And I think that's the widow's mite story for me. You know, you do what you believe is right and true and what you can succeed in, and it reflects in everything about you. But when you look at an elite that's focused on money, greed, and really the lower sort of emotions that people go through. Not that we, you know, should end all those emotions. I think they balance us out. They make us learn. As a young people, we get through all that stuff. But some people never do. And they stay in this sort of little rut.
In fact, they get worse.
Yeah, absolutely. Because they habituate to that behavior. And then they don't have a conscience anymore. And they become quite evil in the world. And what we're seeing is a reflection of that evil. And we can still turn that around.
Stay there. We're going to come back and continue on this line of discussion and then take some of your calls for Dr. Nick Begich right here on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to leave you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Elizabeth Border. News alert. Twice a month, you can now get the Divided Kingdom's brand new newsletter. Concise, hard-hitting, the first issue discusses two vital questions. War in Iran? A coming one-world church? In the first issue is included a pungent discussion of NWO numerology. For a free sample copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier, write to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. A yearly subscription is only $50 for a newsletter that comes not once, but twice every month. Get the spiritual support you need right now for your free sample copy to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Once again, for your free copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier newsletter, write to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
While you're chasing baubles around, while you're being made to feel inadequate by Madison Avenue, there is incredible magic, majesty all around you, from the little bugs crawling around and all of their little intricacies and all of their detail, to the grass, to the trees, to the mountains, to the sky, to the stars and the planets and the sun. Just majesty, mystery, beauty, love, passion, all around you in the middle of it, unhappy, greedy, petulant people. You know, I was never even into money until I realized I needed a little bit of it to protect myself from the greedy and from the people that are full of avarice and control and those that are into hijacking and enslaving and positioning themselves and taking over organizations and, you know, doing things along those lines. And really, you have to understand the mindset of the New World Order, the mindset of the controllers, and then the mindset of their minion servant class. And to do that, I really can think of no better place to start than the book, Controlling the Human Mind, the Technologies of Political Control or Tools for Peak Performance. We have it available at discount at InfoWars.com. and mind control, A Brave New World, or Enhancing Human Performance. And this is just a very powerful film, very powerful presentation by Dr. Nick Baggage with his decades of research. And he's one of the top minds out there. And his information is always so well balanced and well vetted. I've learned really a lot of what I know in many sectors of this research from him. And it really is an intrigue, too. An intrigue tends to have a bad connotation. But, I mean, you do get entwined and ensnared in this in a way, but it's better than being ensnared in Madison Avenue and baubles and, logos of trinketry. Because once you really find out the real world is out there and you find out how little you do know, and then you really find out about human potential, it is magic, folks. I mean, and I don't mean that in the connotation of ooga booga magic. I mean, that's the term of just, it's amazing. It's enthralling. It's such a bigger, wider area of life. And then you discover that the New World Order is doing everything they can to block you from thinking about that, to block you from truly growing into being a healthy, well-balanced, loving individual. And then you can really see the evil and the propaganda for what it is, and it makes it that much more amazing that our fellow men and women are still buying into this. So please go to InfoWars.com and get Mind Control, the DVD by Dr. Nick Baggage, and the book Controlling the Mind, the Human Mind, all available there at the website. Or you can just also go to his fine websites and organization, EarthPulse.com or LayInstitute.org. Before we go back to our guest and then to your calls, I do want to remind the listeners that yesterday Paul Watson wrote a detailed 10-part, the basic road to tyranny that we're now on. It's titled The Timeline to Tyranny, 10 Advances Towards the End of Freedom and Privacy in the United States. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com. It's up on InfoWars.com. Please get this article and get it out to everybody. It's a very important article, so you don't just see one piece of the tyranny here or one piece of the tyranny there. You can really see just in the last 7 years, and of course it started way before that, but this is for people we're just now waking up. They need to see it in its continuum, see it together. And please continue. The show is just exploding on the AM and FM dial, shortwave internet satellite, and that's because of you and my passion, my dedication, my drive is to warn people. Literally, my treasure is waking people up, freeing minds, unlocking souls. I revel in it. It is in my bones to fight evil and to stand up against bullies. And really, it's a survival mechanism. I understand that we're all tied together. And so if someone else is being oppressed or dominated, that means I'm next, my family's next. And so it's an instinctive drive to do that. And I hope you'll tell people about the podcast. You can download it at InfoWars.com for free every day. Sign up for the free podcast. Tell others about it. And then we also restream the show 21 hours a day. We're live from 11 to 2 Central. And 21 hours a day till the next show starts, we restream it there. Going back to Dr. Nick Baggage, I want to go to calls here in a moment and obviously beg you to come on, beseech you to come on for a full 2 hours in the near future. But just speaking of the tangible movement towards tyranny, when Bush signs PDD 50 and says he's above Congress, and Congress says, we want to see your martial law plan, and he says, no, you're not involved in government anymore, I mean, we have really crossed the Rubicon. There have been many Rubicons they've crossed, but this is really the big Rubicon in my view. A, do you agree? B, how do we counter this?
I absolutely agree, and the Congress is not doing a darn thing. You know, that's why they're even a lower rating right now than Bush is. And, you know, the reality is we have three branches of government. They're trying to corrupt the judiciary, and there's reasons for that. All this wiretapping scenarios that we're hearing about, it's not just about listening in on what's going on. You can also piggyback signals on everything going on. In other words, you can use any carrier to carry a signal in, and this is something that they've looked at for TV, radio, internet, cell phones, and regular telephone, telecommunications. But you've got to be able to intercept the signals and then embed your own. This is what Project Solo does in battlefields and what many of these systems can do right here at home. And what they've done, the executive has shielded itself against the proper scrutiny and accountability that the Congress is entitled to and the courts are entitled to. And then on the court side, by trying to dump all the prosecutors in the country, and we've got liberal prosecutors and conservative prosecutors, but most of those prosecutors believe in justice and don't let their politics get in the way. And when you don't have political hacks there doing your bidding, you can kind of get overrun, because that's the whole point. Is you can't hide if all three branches are properly functioning. And this administration, worse than Nixon ever was. I mean, and I remember those days because Dad was around those days.
They make Nixon look like an angel.
He was an amateur compared to these guys. And but, you know, you take the same guys that were in the Ford administration, Rumsfeld and Cheney, different roles, but the same players. You know, they all pop up again. You know, Bush Sr. being the CIA director in those days, and going back to just where everybody fit in the big scheme of things. And you look at how the world has manifest since. And you see it quite clearly. There was a book by Zbigniew Brzezinski that I've quoted often, and it was Between Two Ages. And this book was written when he was at Columbia University in the early 70s, and not just just sort of the projection of economics and politics and technologies in the 21st century as we hit this century, a 30-year prediction that reads like a history. One of the guys that founded the Trilateral Commission, one of the insiders, people got to remember back around the time that was written, you know, Rockefeller had slid in as vice president for was running the show, and they were still hiding what the CIA recently released as the family jewels. It all covers that period of time when Dad was in the Congress, and I remember it well. And, you know, what happened is technology advanced. The evil nature of these guys never got disclosed because of presidential pardons. And today, the same players are in power, but with much, much greater technologies. Controlling the human mind was about those technologies. And the first step towards that is fear generation. And fear doesn't come from any place that I like to go. And that's what this administration has used so effectively against the Congress, against the American population. That's why the Patriot Act passed by such an overwhelming majority on the first go-through, and yet 300 legislators local politicians from around the country, legislative bodies, went, wait a minute, you know, in the clear light of day when our brains are back engaged. These guys know all this. They use the media, they use the networks of media and the electronic media for further manipulations that they're capable of. And what Zbigniew Brzezinski said about mind control back in the 1970s that had come to pass is that no matter who was in charge, liberal or conservative, the temptation to use these technologies to further their political ends would be greater than their good sense to restrain. And this is why we not only need legislation. You know, we were able to breach a little bit of this in Europe, where we got a resolution dealing with mind control as a topic, but nothing in this country where the science is advanced in the open literature to a point where we have to pay attention. If liberty is to be maintained, if freedom is to be the reflection of who we are as Americans, we have to jump in the middle of this debate.
Well, I agree with you. Now, we see for every action, of course, there's a reaction back to it. We see people really waking up now. The question is, though, will they put it into some type of action? And I say, look, don't wait for orders from headquarters. Your action isn't going to be perfect. No one is. Just getting involved, just researching, just going down to city council with even no idea of why you're going. Just to watch. You're going to see corruption. You're going to see weirdness. You know, get involved, you know, in your school board. Get involved anywhere and just stop basically just watching television all day.
Absolutely. And, you know, television is a medium that's used pretty easily. And, you know, in the book we describe a little bit of that. But just the passive watching and then the generation of fear with the 6 o'clock news put a person in a very suggestive state. It's like a disconnect, you know. And if you watch, in fact, there's a program out now that uses the disconnections in the brain process to exploit people, and you can watch it in action. It's a show called, I think, Mind Control on one of the cable networks. But, you know, when you start to look at how simple it is and how it's used, you should be mad. I mean, all of us should be pretty angry about how gullible we've been. And it's not our fault. They've used technologies that are pretty advanced, and even in the open approaches. But when you look at what is happening and the fact that there is no regulation, and things as simple as maintaining the flicker rate of images in a cartoon can influence the brain, in an advertisement can put you in a very suggestive state where the ad open words that you hear clearly, but they anchor differently. You know, these
and then there's old baseline propaganda of, say, Ron Paul's at the debates for ABC. He's got 3-1 people for him,
right.
but ABC shows a photo of one guy with a Ron Paul sign, and then shows photos of Mitt Romney's people and other
right.
people's with just hundreds of signs. Very, or not hundreds, just like 20 people together. I mean, very, it's just baseline deception that way.
Absolutely. And when you look at the technologies as they advanced and now what's capable and possible and what is coming, this generation has the possibility of unleashing what we are or watching us reduced to this sort of economic slave lost in fear. Because when
and the elite says, why even have them as slaves? Let's just get rid of them. So the phase is, from all my studies, Dr. Baggage, get the control grid in place, then have organized bioweapons releases and other staged terror crises that are meant to hurt us even more under total control. And then once they've got that total police state in place, kill 90% of us.
Well, you know, a lot of people have that view, and there's good reasons for it. You know, when you look at the places that aren't producing useful leaders, and I hate to say it that way, but it's true. You know, you look at African nations; they produce some raw materials, but there are millions and millions dying from AIDS, a disease that many have believed and actually documented as perhaps something that we even created. And, you know, when you start to think about biological weapons, I mean, many are race-specific. They've developed race-specific bioweapons. Think about this. It started getting released in terms of information in South Africa when apartheid fell. That was one of
the... And then Israel, and now Dick Cheney says it's a useful tool.
Yeah, and so when you start to look at people developing technologies based on DNA structures and the uniqueness of the DNA, people wanting to manipulate the outcomes to the extent that this administration and others have demonstrated, it's absolutely time to take a different look. And for freedom to be maintained in this century, it's about the mind, it's about consciousness ultimately, and it's about where we decide it goes. And this is the last battlefield, if you will, because if you lose that, I mean, all the rest doesn't even matter. I mean, if our constitutional framers could even contemplate such a thing.
Because if you lose the mind, then you can't even ever counter at that point. It's checkmate.
It's over.
And we're about to go to calls, but I just want to elaborate this for people and also simplify it at the same time and put a bow on it. Folks, the point is you just better start looking around you. Don't have to believe us. We're telling you the truth. We've done the research. This is true. But don't believe us. Look into what we've said and just start looking around you and stop thinking that you're just supposed to go through life responding to stimuli and that this is all like Disneyland and that you're not part of the decision-making process. If you don't get involved now in the structure of life and in the infrastructure, and if you don't start chasing something other than baubles, and I'm not saying that's not part of our psyche and shouldn't be some part of our lives, but when that's all you're doing, you're dead already. The doctor, do you agree with that statement?
Absolutely. You know, there's a simple thing I always tell people. Grab the blue pages of your phone book, and in there is your U.S. congressman, U.S. senator's phone number locally and in Washington. Call them up. Put that little phone number in the blue pages next to your bills. Call them up once a month. Don't go at them, but inform them about something that's important to you and let them know you're paying attention.
And it really comes down to this. They want to continue to say we're the minority. No, freedom lovers, truth tellers, we're the majority.
Yes.
And literally millions of people calling them, millions of letters to the editor, millions of emails on the street, street actions, all of it. We're mammals, folks, and it's all about what the tribe does, what is seen. It's peer pressure androids, basically, is what people that are mesmerized by television who aren't even conscious. They're not even really human anymore. We can literally resurrect them with the information. We can literally get them to turn their humanity back on. We can reactivate
Absolutely.
That. And that's what we're trying to do. But if you don't do it, it's not going to happen. I can guarantee you that. Let's go to calls. Mike just hung up, so we'll go to Andrew in Louisiana. You're on the air. Go ahead, Andrew.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hey, how you doing? I just wanted to call and encourage you first off because there's not enough people who do that. I've listened to you off and on for, you know, a couple of years now, and I've heard you get real upset and everything and have to take a break. And I just wanted to let you know that I'm part of this new generation. I'm only 21 years old, and I just want to strengthen your spirit and encourage you and let you know that we're going to fight this, we're going to win, and you are waking up.
Well, fantastic. Fantastic, my friend.
Okay, well listen, I'm a student, I am a debater, I'm a martial artist, and I went to a meeting in Natchez, Mississippi in April, and I have some information that you might be interested in. It's kind of on topic for today. So we started out with conventional burning of fossil fuels, and then you get pellets, and then you have grain ethanols, and then you have the enzymatic hydrolysis, then you go on to syngas fermentation, and then the last pioneering frontier is the nanotechnology. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, actually, you know, this is an important area, but there's some new things coming in energy. We just posted a video where they take and use radio frequency energy to stimulate the molecules, where you can literally burn seawater. All you need is a little salt water to do the job. And, you know, what's interesting is we had said, I think it was on Alex's show, it might have been on one of the other ones we were on recently, we talked about the idea that Parich, an inventor back in the 60s, was able to crack hydrogen efficiently out of water using ultrasonic, which takes a little more energy than radio frequency. And what was amazing is the little amount of energy that it took, radio frequency energy, to literally cause water to burn. And we have that video. It's free. It's at earthpulse.com. I think these are the alternatives that are going to ultimately just burn this system out in terms of what's going on with oil and gas. And oil and gas will be used for things like plastics and other extracted molecules that are useful. But at the same time, it's going to change the game, because if you can do this without a distribution system, without being reliant on those old infrastructures, then you're free and independent.
Absolutely. We got a break, and I appreciate your call, Andrew. Good to have you on board, and God bless you. Yeah, you see, the establishment creates counterfeits. There are real environmental problems, so they take control of the movement and say global tax. But there's good environmental ideas like getting off the grid, solar power, that make you independent. And I encourage everybody to do it. We'll be right back.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139, or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com, or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com, or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Constant sorrow, his face. How
trouble all my days.
I'm going to keep Dr. Baggage 5 minutes in the next hour if he can do that. Then we got Bob Dacey for the balance. He was one of these big smart growth slash highway Trans-Texas Corridor NAFTA Superhighway meetings for 2 days. And, boy, he's got the skinny. He's got a big article in the New American Magazine's website. We've got it up on Infowars.com there in the guest section on the main page. Just under him, you've got a highway robbery story is the headline. You can click on that and get it out to everybody right now. It's extremely important. They claim they're backing off the toll roads and handing them over. Complete fraud as usual. Again, it's enemy propaganda. Like they claim there's no more amnesty bill, they're introducing it. First they claim it's not an amnesty, then they claim there is no bill. There is no North American Union. There is no, you know, George Bush doesn't exist. None of it's real. Everything's fine. Just hand over your guns, and the nice men in black uniforms will take good care of you. Kevin in Boston, you're on the air with Dr. Nick Baggage, author of Controlling the Human Mind and of the film Mind Control. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call. I'll be brief. I had one Ron Paul activist campaign action item and a comment question for Dr. Baggage. Do you remember when Saul Azanis in Michigan tried to block Ron Paul from the further debates, and everyone, all the activists got out there, and they made some phone calls, and they were able to have them back down.
Well, Mr. Steele, the head of GOPAC, also did it, yes.
Well, we're activists in the campaign, and I've sent some contact information to you and some others, Alex. We're asking everybody to make that kind of an effort again to the Iowans that they're going to verify this vote. We can't let them steal Iowa, and we're going to ask all the activists to be on the lookout for those emails and the contact information and make that same kind of effort.
Well, we've got an article up there right now, and I appreciate your call, sir. We've got an article up on PrisonPlanet.com right now about how they're trying to block them from having a clean vote up there in this key straw poll. And, I mean, that's the thing, is that corruption really is system-wide right now. And it's like a viral or bacterial bloom. Once it goes past a certain point, it just goes crazy and even endangers the system for the corrupt elite. And I think the elite realize that now, Dr. Baggage, that one of the things that really brought Hitler down wasn't just the Allied armies, but that the Nazi corruption got so bad and the little fiefdoms being set up got so big that things degenerated. And you really studied government at the local and national level. Give us your take on that.
Yeah, I think it's the same game. If you look in every community, it's the same contractors, the same insiders, the same political hacks that end up somehow going in with nothing and coming out millionaires. And, you know, there's something wrong with a system that does that, because it sure doesn't look like public service to me anymore. And it looks like whatever can serve them and their interest. And a lot of politicians are really not the best you can generate. They're just the ones that will go along with their special interests that are driving so much of the political parties. And so getting involved does matter. I mean, if you don't get involved, then the insiders, and if you've ever gone to any of these meetings, and if you go to the inside of the Republican Party's precinct meetings where they start to pick delegates and you work your way up through there, or the Democratic side of that same equation, what you see is all the special interest well represented, but not the common man. We're not there anymore, folks. We need to get involved and put the party last and people first and the country before party politics, which is corrupting the thing as well.
Dr. Nick Baggage, final segment with him. We'll talk to Jason, Ed, and a few others in this little 5 minute segment. Then Bob Dacey in studio with big, new, very serious developments on the North American Union taxation grid. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.